First intermission here on this Friday night, the season opener for the Yellow Jackets as they're taking on St. Mary's. And not just the season opener for the Jackets, but the season opener for Jeremy as well. Year number three of the Picks from the Park. How are we doing today, buddy?
I'm doing good. I'm hoping to get my record a little bit up from the last 2 years, because last year I remember going through a little bit of a slow start.
You had a bit of a struggle at the beginning last year, yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I did pick it up at the end of the season, and I hope to continue picking a lot of games right.
All right, so where do we want to start tonight?
All right, let's start in Division III. I've got New England College at Norwich. Now, New England College have, so far now, it's only been about two games, so, you know, we can't really judge very much, but they've been so-so on defense and offense. I just feel like, you know, they were such a good team last year. I feel like they could be doing slightly better, and I'm sure they will as the season gets on, because, again, it's like the beginning of the season. Norwich, on the other hand, has a solid offense. So far, they have put up about 4 points per game, and Norwich has not let a goal in yet this season. And Norwich is at home, so I'm going to have to pick Norwich to win this game.
The Norwich University Cadets, a club that made it to the NCAA championship game last year, where they had their hearts broken by an unbeaten UW-Stevens Point team in overtime. But Norwich is a perennial Division III power. I've seen them many times over the years in the NCAA tournament. So a good club. They play very, very good at Kreitzberg Arena, so it's kind of hard to go against picking Norwich at home. All right, where do we want to go next?
Next up, we've got NHL. I've got the Tampa Bay Lightning at the Buffalo Sabres. Now, a little bit of history. The Sabres, they were struggling for a couple years, and then they got they eventually got the first pick in the NHL draft, picked up a great Rasmus Dahlin, and now they're just I think they're a great team now. On the other hand, the Lightning are great on offense, and they have great players like they always do. Kucherov is amazing, Stamkos amazing, Braden Point is amazing, like they always are. The Sabres, on the other hand, also have a great offense. Eichel is just a beast right now, and like all the other players on the team are playing great offense as well. The Lightning are solid on defense. They have great players. Vasilevsky is one of the best goalies in the league, in my opinion. But I feel like they've been struggling a bit defensively this season. The Sabres have a really good defense. They have great depth and very talented group. Carter Hutton is also off to a great start at goalie. The Lightning have been a bit off and on this season so far. Again, it's just the beginning of the season, so I think that they're going to be very good as the season goes on. The Sabres have been playing really strong this year, and I'm going to have to take the Sabres at home to win this game.
Wow, going with Buffalo at home. Okay, Tampa Bay, they were the President's Trophy winners last year. They're arguably the best team in the National Hockey League, absolutely stacked up front. You rattled off some names like Kucherov and Stamkos and Braden Point, and Tyler Johnson's in there, Andre Palat is in there. So that's a loaded team on offense. You've got the likes of Victor Hedman and kind of a reborn Kevin Shattenkirk on the blue line. Vasilevsky's the reigning Vezina winner. That's a stacked club in Tampa, and, you know, Buffalo 2 years removed from having the number one overall pick, but Jack Eichel has been very, very good this year, been able to stay healthy. You've got Jeff Skinner, who has played very well on the wing with Eichel, and that's a good club in Buffalo. I think they're kind of exceeding expectations to start the year, but nonetheless, Buffalo's been a good club, but I just don't know if I would have gone against Tampa. So that's an interesting pick, but I like stepping out on the limb in the first week. Nice job.
We've got Division I, Denver at Minnesota Duluth.
That's a big one.
Yep. Denver has a great offense. Ian Mitchell, Liam Finley, and Emilio Peterson have been fantastic so far. They also have a really good defense. Magnus Crona is an amazing goaltender. He's not been letting in much, and they just have a great defense, period. Minnesota Duluth have another great offense. I like the production by the young players on this offense, and they're just really good. Minnesota Duluth's defense is really good. Nathan Shepard is, you know, he's a good goaltender, but I think that the biggest thing about their defense are the blue liners that are playing the defenseman position. They're just so good on defense. They're allowing second least goals against per game so far. And they're just a really, really good defense. Denver are on an 8-game winning streak, and that's huge because Minnesota Duluth, they're a great team, but Their record, they're 3-3 right now. Are they 3-3? I think
they are 3-3. Yes.
Yes, they're 3-3. Denver's on an 8-game winning streak. They're so good. I have to take Denver in this game.
Denver, the number one team in the nation, garnering all but one first-place vote. UMass got the other first-place vote. Denver off to a very nice start. Coach David Carl has that team playing extremely well out of the gate. UMD, the two-time defending national champions, they're also a very solid club, and they've got one of the best goaltenders in the nation, Hunter Shepard. Like you said, they're strong on the blue line. They've got some offense to them as well. You know, had a bit of a hiccup a couple weeks ago when they got swept down in Madison by the Badgers, but came back here last week, had a sweep of their own, and you know what? They're maybe finding their stride a little bit after having a bit of a slow start. But Denver on the road. You're picking them over UMD. That's an interesting choice.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so.
Also, I forgot to ask you, how's my little cousin doing?
Your little cousin is doing well. Teddy is, thanks for asking about him, by the way, but he's getting bigger by the day. He's learning, he's crawling a lot faster now, and he's learning how to pull himself up and get onto his knees and stand a little bit before falling over. So a lot of good stuff happening with Teddy right now.
Nice. That is really cool.
So we've got Buffalo over Tampa in the NHL, Denver over UMD on the road in Division 1, and Norwich at home in Division 3.
Indeed, we do.
What happened to your Vikings last week?
You know, I'm very upset about the way that they performed in general. You know, they kept it close against the Chiefs, but...
Kept it close? They had the lead most of the game.
Yeah, but at the end, they really fell apart.
They did. You know,
I feel like at the beginning and the end, they kind of... We're not playing very well. You know, Kirk Cousins, he's a good quarterback, but he has a lot of off games, I have to say. And at the beginning of that game, he was not passing well. Same with the end of that game.
Yeah, he struggled with playing quarterback on Sunday, and it's unfortunate because the door was open with a defending league MVP and Patrick Mahomes not playing. So the door was open for the Vikings to pick up a win there, and unfortunately, you know, they left a little too much time on the clock and one shanked punt, and next thing you know, your opposition is getting the ball in field goal range, which with the kicker that Kansas City has, you know, that's that's a pretty big field goal range too. He's got a pretty strong leg. So it's unfortunate, and now Sunday night they got Dallas. How do you feel about that?
You know, if I'm being 100% honest, Dallas is overrated. They're a good team. They're definitely going to make the playoffs, as the NFC East is a struggling division, but I don't know if I 100% trust Dak Prescott to win the game against a really good Minnesota defense.
Okay, so you're going to pick the Vikings on the road.
Yeah,
okay,
I will.
We'll add that one to the picks this week too then. We'll give you four here in the first week. How does that sound?
Sounds good.
All right, buddy, we'll talk to you next week.
All right, talk to you later.
We're going to take a timeout, and we will come back with more of our first intermission right after this. You're listening to Yellow Jacket Hockey on 91.3 KUWS Superior.